Om Shanti. We continue our journey together with the same aim, which is to research in the laboratory of our mind in order to discover, not only intellectually, but in our heart, in other words, to experience different aspects of Gyan. And today we are shining light. We focus our attention into what is the real family. The very nature of each soul is fullness, and this implies naturally freedom. Freedom that comes when someone does not need anything. They are so full, so complete within, that there are no margins for dependencies. So this is one of the wonders of human nature, to be full, like the seed of a tree. You cannot add, but you can also not take anything away from the seed. It is simply perfect. This is our original, eternal form, eternal nature. And this is such a blessing. This is such great news that each one of us is destined to be full, to be perfect within the self. And another aspect of our nature, which is equally beautiful, is of sharing. Each and every one of us has a whole unique universe within the self. And it is our very nature to share it with others. And it is this a natural tendency of sharing within each one of us that pulls us onto the world stage. And it is here on this physical world that we have the opportunity to experience the self and express the self and share this beautiful self with others, to share our uniqueness. But like with every aspect of life, in Iron Age, everything is mixed and distorted by the ego. So our natural nature of sharing, which is otherwise the result of our fullness, of the sense of abundance within, or the natural experience of divine qualities, because of the ego, has now changed into needing to take from others what we already have within. And on the top of this, we also share in the wrong awareness. So we don't see the self as we are, as a soul, and so we don't see others as souls. So we share as a role with roles. An example that could illustrate what has happened to us is maybe this of, let's say, a family deciding to put up together a small drama, a small performance, and they decide to play the role of different animals. Someone is a dog, someone is a cow, someone is a pig. And the whole performance is for the sake of entertainment, and nothing in the performance is real, so they pretend that they have certain feelings, but it's all a performance. And when they are clear, they are very aware while playing that behind those roles and perhaps the costumes they wear, there are the members of the real family. In ancient Greece, in the times when the drama took birth in Greece, they used to wear some masks when they used to play out different roles. They used to wear a mask that was smiling, a mask that was sad. So it was very easy to see the person that would hold the mask. So in the same way, we as actors, as stars, hold the masks of the bodies. And in the example that we used, this family that is playing out the various roles of different animals, they wear the costumes or the masks of the animals. So in clarity, they're very clear that there are no feelings for the animals. They play out the role, but the feelings remain for the ones who are real, the ones who are behind the masks or the costumes, the real family. Imagine now if some of them or all of them forget completely that they are a family that is very happy together, and they start creating feelings based on the masks and the roles that they play out. How would this feel like? Would you ever trust those feelings, whether good or bad? No, because they would be feelings based on illusion, not feelings based on the real people, on real life. So this analogy is a micrography, meaning a smaller picture of what has happened to us as eternal real family of Baba, of stars, of souls. So we are the only ones who are ever real, and we are on the stage playing out different roles, but in our forgetfulness, not only we forget that we are always full and we are here to share, and the roles just give us the opportunity for our beautiful qualities to stand out while playing. So not only we forget this and we start having feelings based on the roles, but then we also start creating the attachments and finally identifications. So the mine and wrong eye starts taking birth, and more eyes and mine take births, and so all our feelings are connected, associated with this I and mine. So I now have forgotten, first of all, that I am full, I need nothing, I'm here to share my divine qualities. I forgot myself, so now I don't experience my qualities. And then I start interacting with others on the basis of this false sense of neediness that I have created. So I don't share anymore, in other words, but I take. And whatever exchange of feelings I have them based on the roles, and I limit even these feelings that are based on the roles to mine and I. So I have feelings of love based on the role, not based on the soul. And these feelings are now limited to who is related to my role, to my family, limited family, to my friends, limited friends, all based on body consciousness, on role consciousness. So if we want to go back to the essence of Gyan, which is what we should always do, because even within Gyan there can be expansion and lose the point. So Baba always brings us back to some basic points. Everyone is a soul. Everyone is member of the same family of souls. And we have the same home and the same parents. But in order for this to be a real experience, we have to completely let go of the role and the sanskaras and all the feelings we created in our delusion. So let us now research, let us experiment with these very simple thoughts, with the aim to really experience all these words and all these nice ideas that people are sharing, and even we as Brahmins share, that we are one family and that we are brothers. Because it is possible that when we are in body consciousness, and when Baba says that you are family, that you are one family, yes, of course, in a certain context, Brahmins are the family of those souls that managed at some point, which is now in conference age, to wake up and to experience soul consciousness on the stage and to share these highest consciousness and highest qualities and whatever they experience from Baba amongst themselves here while on the stage. And so this, of course, creates a very certain, very sacred, very unique bond of recognizing, of experiencing, of sharing these high divine qualities while playing. In other words, being awake and recognizing that there are divine beings in one family while they play their role, even in limited families like in Golden Age. So this is one thing, but it's very possible to identify with the Brahmin family. And Brahmin family means the ones who are awake. And instead of experiencing the awake stage behind the Brahmin role, it's very possible that we create another identity, that we, the BKs, and having special feelings for the BKs. For someone who is awake, whether someone is on this path or not, whether someone will ever awake or not on the stage, the feelings are the same. But of course, if another person is awake, then of course there is sharing that makes the relationship more complete. But when we go beyond the different roles of the drama, even the Brahmin role, then we all see that we are of the same family, family of stars. So we now, for the next few minutes, we decide to focus our attention. We use the power of concentration to see the real people of light. So, if we think of the whole world, if we become aware of the broader picture. On the one side, we would see the physical world with all these puppets, as Baba says, going around and speaking and moving. But at the same time, for someone who is soul conscious, who is awake himself, in an equally obvious way, he would see the invisible actors. The word invisible is very key. It is very much connected with the third eye that Baba has given us. So we now use this third eye and we see not only the bodies, the costumes, in fact, we see them in the backdrop. The emphasis, what we see as important is these divine stars. So right now on the planet there are almost 8 billion stars and they are all part of the same family. They are one eternal family. In the drama, there may be millions and millions of smaller families, but all of those are part of the drama, just roles. But we now see real people, real family in the real world, and all of these are invisible. So we use the intellect that Baba has given to us, the third eye, and we see the invisible. And the more we use this eye, the sharper it becomes. Every time we use this awareness of the invisible world and the invisible stars, the easier it is next time. And the more we hold our attention, the more we discover what these beings experience. What do they live? What do they feel? And this is what we're doing right now. We use this third eye to see the invisible home. It is this silent dimension beyond the physical world that is going on. We let the drama continue according to the script, but we make it small and distant. And the role we use is one of the billions, small and insignificant. Part of the drama. Drama means nothing is real. So we now see the actors, their true nature, not when they are in illusion and when they think that they are that role or the other role. We see them. We see their nature. They all belong here in this silent home. They all feel that they are immortal. Nothing can ever happen to them. Because their world is like airtight. Their home is airtight. Nothing from the drama can ever enter here. And their nature is so lovely. So we see now the real family of God in the same home of God. Everything here is silent. They're silent. But their silence is so rich. Each one of them is full within the self. They don't have any trace of thought or feeling of something lacking. They don't know what it feels like to need anything, ever. Can we grasp this now? They experience these feelings constantly. The feeling of deep contentment. They are destined to experience fullness forever. What divine, what angelic fortune this is. And within their silence, where their mind is absolutely quiet, experience love. They're full of love. They feel love for their eternal family of beings of light. They have a very sweet bond of love that they share in silence. Their love is like Baba's. They love like Baba loves. Communication is through this silent love. Their love is angelic, altruistic, unconditional upon the small drama with all those limited roles that they're just for entertainment. Their love does not have conditions and reasons. Does not need reasons. It is their nature to love. But they are also all so lovely and so worthy of love. Love and the highest respect, because they are all viceless. They are all so clean and pure. They're real angels. Their past is angel. Their present is angel. Their future is angel. Their eternity is angel. Their nature is like children's, innocent, harmless. They only know how to love and how to be happy and share their love and share their happiness. Not with words, not with poems, not with songs even in the drama, but in silence. They share constantly love, and they also feel loved. And Baba sees this family. He lives with his family of such pure angels. This is their life, their eternal life, silent life. Filled with the vibrations, the feelings of lightness, of joy, of love, beauty. They don't know end to these qualities. Their life is like a constant divine celebration where they celebrate with halakhic celestial feelings. It is this beings that come on the stage, and when they're simply conscious to who they are, when they don't forget this is the energy that they bring on the stage, this is what they share with their family. It is the same family on the stage of these beings of light. So when they communicate, yes, they play their role, but they clearly see the one behind the role. They bring this unique angelic energy on the stage. And they know that most of the members of their family are asleep. They think that they are, they're all in their, roller coaster of the drama with all its fluctuations. So there are a few that can communicate as they communicate beyond the drama, within the drama. Beyond the drama, everyone is awake. Within the drama, it is only now that this family starts waking up again. So we keep this aim to remain awake to this beautiful reality of these eternal angelic beings that we are. And just by remembering who we are, this touches, reaches others so that they can also wake up and remember that we are one family, eternal family of God. In a real sense. So we are on the stage now, and with this little extra caution, we can achieve the highest achievement of awakening others, the highest karma. This is Baba's Srimad. Remember who you are. Remember your real self. Remember your real family. Share only angelic feelings with everyone. In silence. Shanti.